Hello, welcome to the Brain Dance Podcast. This is Dan P, or Gusset, one half of Gusset, whatever you want to call me. I am currently working. Oh, and we just kicked off there with a track called Neon by Tansy Davies, a bit of a modern classical, which is appearing or being played at the Proms at the moment, I believe, in the next week or so. I heard that on Radio 4 and liked it, so I thought I'd play it for you. I am currently sat in a car on a site with a couple of same level meters sat in a field nearby. This is how I spend a lot of my work time, probably a day or two a week. And I thought I'd introduce you to the joys of doing environmental noise surveys. There you go, that was the joys of doing environmental noise surveys. The rest of it is quite tedious. Where am I? I'm somewhere in mid-Wales. I'm in a hired Hyundai i10. It's a heap of shit. It feels like it's taller than it is long. I wouldn't recommend driving one. Nowhere near as much fun as my old Mini used to be. Proper go-kart little car. Sadly, now sent for scrap and compressed into a brick, whatever you do with them. I should have thought more about what I was going to say before I started doing this. This is being recorded on a Boss Micro BR, which is a really handy little piece of kit if you want to just carry around a little MP3 recorder with you. And if you need one with multi-track function, that's not something I use that often, but I guess it's useful to some people. Ooh, car. That's how exciting it is. I had to make a note every time a car goes past. There's not very many. You might be able to hear a bit of birdsong and some distant traffic and some distant industrial noises. Yeah, part of what I spend my time here doing is just making a note of what sort of noises there are and assessing whether this area I'm looking at now is suitable for putting houses on. The side of the site I'm sat on at the moment is fine. The other side of where my other meter is logging isn't. It's got a very noisy industrial building right next to it, and there's some air quality issues as well because it stinks, and I can't sit in the car over there and wait for it because it makes me feel sick and gives me a headache. So just the sort of thing you're going to want in your back garden in the future. There's a tree trying to get in the car. A branch is blown in to the passenger side window and is scraping around a little. I'll see if I can push it back out because it's distracting. I keep thinking of Triffids trying to attack me. Right, I suppose I should play some more music, and the next piece of dialogue I will probably record elsewhere because I've completely run out of things to say right now. What should I play? I haven't decided. I'll tell you afterwards what it was.
closing village stores. While shepherds watched their flocks by night, the government burned them all. And here's another post office with boards across the door. The people from the city came to breathe the cleaner air. They listened to the archers buy new coats and grow their hair. Then they buy up all the houses, so country people born and bred can't afford to live there. Now the Countryside Alliance, we'll call them the cunts for short. They promised in defiance that a battle would be fought, then ignored the real problems to shout about their bloody sport. Call it a betrayal, it looks like that to me. Call it bad behaviour and a waste of time and money. I've never been in favour of police brutality, but when the huntsman comes a-marching, well, give him one for me, officer, give him one for me. Now the cunts have come to London to give us all what for. There were only 20,000 of them marching down through Whitehall, but they were such a bunch of thugs, the police arrested more than when 2 million normal people marched against the war. Call it a betrayal, it looks like that to me. Call it bad behaviour and a waste of time and money. And I've never been in favour of police brutality, but when a huntsman comes a-marching, we'll give him one for me, officer, give him one for me. Where were you when the miners fought to save their livelihoods? Dressed up in red velvet somewhere deep in the woods. You loved the fucking poll tax, you propped up Maggie Thatcher, and you didn't give a fuck about Tony Blair till he threw your hobby back at you. Countryside is dying, some say it's already dead, and the huntsman has a boner as the dogs pull it to shreds. Then he rubs the blood on his daughter's face and drags her back to bed. Call it a betrayal, looks like that to me. Call it bad behaviour and a waste of time and money. And I've never been in favour of police brutality, but when the huntsman comes marching, we'll give him one for me, officer, give him one for me.
Thank you. the second side of Keith Fullerton Whitman's Variations for Uden Synthesizer 7-inch, the first side of which I played on the recent GoLab radio show, if you want to hear more of it. Before that was Chris T.T.'s Attack on the Countryside Alliance, not to be confused with the Countryside Alliance crew, obviously. Listening to Process songs like that reminds me of the appalling coverage BBC gave Glastonbury Festival, typically appalling, I should say, Glastonbury Festival coverage from the BBC this year, where I remember there was a section late one night when I was watching it when super cunt Joe Wiley said that she knew of no one writing political songs these days, just showing how embarrassingly out of touch she is with music generally, because none of the crap we play on BBC 3 or Daytime Radio 1 is worthy of any discussion. It's like she's blissfully unaware of anything else. Bit of bile for you there. She might have got lucky when she booked Nirvana for the first TV UK TV appearance, but has she ever done anything else that I know of? She's just another one of those blondes with tits that are automatically deemed suitable to front BBC music coverage. I'd like to see a nail to a cross made out of Edith Bowman. Even better, nail to a cross made out of Edith Bowman, nail to a cross made out of Fern Cotton. I could go on. Music. This is some God Machine. Actually, I'm trying to find the God Machine track. Apparently we did a KLF cover of What Time Is Love. It was on the B-side of the Home 7-inch, and also there's a demo CD version of it kicking around. I can't find either, but if anyone has a copy of either of those, I'd love to hear them. Thank you very much. But this is She Said.
You are.
The Apples and Killing, followed by Bin Ray's Gusset remix from the Ask Dr. Kim album on Death Sucker Records. Copies still available now. Yeah, they'll play a bit of breakcore in there. There'll be a bit more coming up next. But I wanted to chat about breakcore a bit. It's, it was great to see the genre exploding, especially how involved I was with it in the Bristol scene early on, and how massive it became with Toxic Dancehall Parties, and then how we experimented with it at the Goat Lab, with throwing in all the live punk bands and other things we were doing, and putting all the emphasis on the visuals and trying to get female acts in, which really helps get a better crowd in and a better mix in on the night. But seeing it go from an explosion to the sort of the massive drop off there was when dubstep exploded. So all the hipster types just moved from going to one type of club to another, which is fine. But there's also a lot of snares impersonators on the scene, and not naming any names, but it wasn't fresh and exciting anymore. So I was thinking about that when I was listening to Mike Technius' Radio 1 mix he posted on the board the other night. And I was amazed by the number of listeners contacting the station saying they'd never heard anything like it, which to me, you know, it wasn't anything I hadn't heard before. It just surprised me that people were being quite so blown away by it. I remember shouting something at the PC about breakcore being dead when Mrs. P accused me of being snobbish. But it's true, there was a period where you just couldn't run a breakcore night without losing huge amounts of money. But, you know, maybe it takes people like Mike to push it that bit further into the public realm, or you know, get it a bit more acknowledgement, and maybe it'll be another resurgence. You never know with these things. But anyway, let's hope that something fresh comes along.
My partner, but I don't know, it's a horrible cliche taste that's down there, and unfortunately it's not quite as easy to be avoidable as it is from down. So is there something that we can do about it?
Okay, and I don't know, is there any odor with this discharge? Normal genital discharge has a kind of a musty odor, but it doesn't smell bad, it doesn't smell strong.
Well, it's a little bit on the strong-ish side.
Does it smell like dead fish?
I guess so, yes.
Oh, it does? It does? It does? It does? It does? It does?
Pussy all big and wet, smell like dead fish. Pussy all big and wet, smell like dead fish. Pussy all big and wet, smell like dead fish. Pussy all big and wet, smell like dead fish. Pussy all big and wet, smell like dead fish.
Pussy all big and wet, smell like dead fish.
Stone rock, stone rock, stone rock, stone rock.
Pussy, 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 pussy.
Pussy all big and wet, smell like dead fish.
Embarrassed about opening your mouth and letting rip with all
you've got. Stone rock, pussy all big and wet, smell like dead fish.
One more time.
Pussy all big and wet, smell like dead fish. You're wrong!
Pussy all big and wet, smell like dead fish.
Pussy, pussy. Pussy all big and wet, smell like dead fish.
Pussy all big and wet, smell like dead fish.
Pussy all big and wet, smell like dead fish.
We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Again, pussy all big and wet, smelling like dead fish.
Pussy all big and wet. Like you were doing.
Really?
Can we get a beatbox?
Husband.
Group Dog Drill, the greatest rockabilly band ever to come out of Bradford. I think, no, Doncaster. Yes, greatest rockabilly band definitely to ever come out of Doncaster. So there you go. I love that. So a few more things to finish off. I'm going to play a bit of a Mrs. Jinx track that I bagged from Hannah when I did a gig with her a while ago. This is a Tears for Fears remix she plays live, which I love because I'm an unashamed massive Tears for Fears fan, so I couldn't resist this. I've also got a bit of the War of the Worlds dubstep mix that someone's put together. I can't remember who, but I'll put it in the track listing. And then I'm going to just finish off with a nice little Radiohead cover for you. So thanks for listening. This is Dan P. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Even considered the possibility of life in other planets. And yet, the across the gulf of space. Minds immeasurably superior to ours regarded this Earth with envious eyes, and slowly and surely they drew their plans against us. Visibly hurtling towards us came the first of the missiles that were to bring so much calamity to Earth. As we watched, there was another jet of gas. It was another missile starting on its way. Some say it traveled with a hissing sound, some that it landed with a green flash. An enormous hole had been made by the impact, and sand and gravel had been flung violently in every direction, forming heaps visible a mile and a half away. The uncovered part of the projectile had the appearance of a huge cylinder with a diameter of about 30 yards, and there were faint sounds of movement from within. Suddenly, a lump of ashy incrustation fell off the circular top as it began moving, rotating, unscrewing.